Welcome to the Seniorology Podcast with your host, me, Leslie Kerrigan, creator of Seniorology and Conference 12. Seniorology is the study of high school senior photography, and this podcast will walk you through all the aspects of running a successful senior portrait business. So whether you've been a senior photographer for a while, or you're just getting started in the senior portrait business, the Seniorology Podcast is your resource for all things senior photography related. Hi, y'all. It's Leslie Kerrigan here with the Seniorology Podcast. You're listening to episode one, the first ever episode for the Seniorology Podcast. I'm so excited for this new venture into the world of podcasting, and I'm so excited that you're here listening. Yay! The Seniorology Podcast is going to be fun, educational podcast all about senior photography. I'll cover topics that affect the senior photographer, such as tips on modeling programs, how to handle a cranky mom, and even an interview with an actual high school senior. We are going to learn so much, and I thank you so much for joining me. So let's get started with episode one. So you want to be a senior photographer? This episode will introduce you into the world of senior photography, how I got started, and my journey into becoming a high school senior portrait photographer. So why senior photography? Like many of you out there, I started my photography journey shooting anything and everything. I photographed babies, kids, families, pets, weddings, you name it, I shot it. And through all of this, it was great because I was learning, and I was learning what I liked and what I didn't like, but I was doing everything every other photographer in my area was doing. They were all doing the same thing. They were shooting anything and everything and taking any client that came along. So I thought, how can I not compete with all the other photographers in my area, and how can I stand out by doing something different? And for me, that something different was seniors. I found seniors to be an age group that I connected with, that I had fun with, and that I related to. I realized it was a way to be a mentor to my clients and build a relationship with them that I couldn't really do with all those other genres. I also realized that this was a genre that really hadn't been touched in my area, and So to get started in this new genre for my business, I first did some research, which is what I would tell any photographer out there to do when they are considering adding seniors to their business. Research your market is the first step in getting into the senior photography genre. You need all the information you can gather to help you build the senior side of your business. Senior photography is different in different areas of the country. So by researching your specific market to see how it is done specifically in your area, it will help you create a plan for your senior business. What do I mean when I say senior photography is different all over the country? Well, for instance, in my area, seniors have to get their photo for the yearbook taken by a contracted business such as Life Touch or one of those big photography businesses that comes into their school, sets up these backdrops, and takes their photos specifically for the yearbook. They usually do it in July before their senior year. The girls have to wear the black drape. The boys have to wear the fake tux. And that is what most people in my area back when I started considered as the senior photography genre. They thought the yearbook photo was a senior photography photo session. So finding out how your potential clients view senior photography in your area will help you come up with a plan on how to attract potential clients. You need to find out in your area, are you the kind of photographer that is going to be in addition to the yearbook photo like I am? Or are you the kind of photographer that is going to take the photos that will be submitted into the yearbook? Because maybe in your area of the country, seniors can submit any photo rather than the black drape type photo. Finding that out will help you start to create a plan for your senior business. The next step in your research is to profile area high schools. Make a list of the high schools in your area that you would want to target for your potential clients. In my immediate area, there are 7 public high schools, 3 private schools, and several other schools in outlying areas. Now, I can't physically photograph every single senior at every single high school, nor do I want to. So I have done some research on the high schools and determined which ones I want to focus my marketing towards. Now, that doesn't mean that if a senior from one of the other high schools calls me, I won't take their photos. Of course not. But what it does is it allows me to get a specific plan together for the specific high schools that I think my most potential client will come from, and I can market specifically to those high schools. So what information do you need to know about your area high schools? First of all, you need a list of the different schools, so the name of the school, the address, the contact info, their website, the distance from you, because when you're talking about senior photography, how far are you willing to go for your clients? And then also, how does each school handle the yearbook photo versus the senior photo? So you need to know that. You need to know their deadlines, because again, if you are someone who can take the photo for the yearbook, then you need to know what that yearbook deadline is, because that will dictate your specific senior season. If you're like me and they have to have the black drape, then your senior season probably lasts longer, because my seniors are coming to me in addition to the yearbook photo. So knowing these things are very important. But then also you need to know the deadline for yearbook ads, because sometimes seniors use the photos that you take of them in an ad in the back of the yearbook. So a lot of this information can be found on each of the high school's websites, and I would suggest trying to find out the income level that is in each of these high schools. And the reason is because there are some high schools that probably have more money feeding into them, and some of them that maybe are on the lower income level. And let's face it, photography, especially senior photography, is not a necessity. It is a luxury. So concentrating your marketing on high schools that the potential client can afford this luxury is a good idea, as opposed to concentrating marketing on a high school that maybe couldn't afford you. So again, all of this information, write it down. This will help you devise a plan to get into the senior area in your specific market. So if you look at getting into the senior genre and you're thinking about your why and you're doing your research, these things are the first two steps in becoming a successful senior photographer. It is the stepping stone that will help you throughout your business for years to come. So even if you are listening to this podcast and you've done senior photography before, but you didn't necessarily start out with these two major pieces, these two founding pieces of the puzzle, take a minute and do that research and find these things out, because again, throughout your entire business, you will use this knowledge to help you when you're marketing to seniors, when you're posting photos on social media, when you're devising your pricing. Everything comes from the knowledge of knowing your market and knowing your potential client. So thank you so much for joining me today. I really enjoyed talking about this first step into becoming a senior photographer with you. And episodes to come will continue this theme, and I will help you in all the building blocks to becoming a senior portrait photographer. So until next time,
thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.